Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, Me'il Shnei Masar. We said it in the Braiso that the Me'il was made out of strings, which totaled 12 threads. So Minalon, what's the Makar for that? Says the Gemara Dechseh, because the Pasuk says, Vasisas Me'il Ha'efod Kalil Techelas. It says it's supposed to be doubled, braided Techelas. So whatever Techelas is, it's supposed to be doubled. So now, how large is the Techelas? How many threads is the Techelas made from? So says the Gemara, V'yalav Techelas Techelas Mi'Pareichas. We learn how Techelas Techelas from the Pareichas. Ma'la Halon Shisha, Afkan Shisha. Just like by the Pareichas, it's made out of threads, which were six threads. It's made out of strings, which were six threads each. So, because there it says Sheish, so we know it's six. So Afkan Shisha, here too also, the Tcheles is made out of threads, is made out of strings, which is six threads each. But being that it says Kliot Tcheles, so it's doubled, so that's how we know that it's made out of 12 stringed thread, 12 threaded strings. V'nelef Mishula v'rimaynav. In fact, the Gemara, wow, we learn it out from the remaynim that were on the Me'il. Ma'al Halan Shmeina Afkan Shmeina. There also it says Tcheles, and there it was eight threads per string. So maybe here also it's eight threads, and then doubled would be 16. Says the Gemara, no, done in klimi klive, done in klimi tachshit. It makes more sense to learn out from the pareichas, the Me'il from the pareichas, because they're both kalim, as opposed to learning out from the remainim, which is a tachshit of a kli. It's not the kli itself. Well, fact, the Gemara, other rabbi, it makes more sense to learn out from the remainim, because done in gufay mi gufay, vein done in gufay mi alma, because that, mamish, I mean, it's the same kli, it's the same thing at least, the Me'il from the Me'il. That's gonna make more sense to learn out the Me'il from the Me'il, as opposed to learning out the Me'il from the pareichas. And the Gemara is masking that's mamish, for sure, the overwhelming, compelling svara. So says the Gemara. So how do we know that the Me'il was taka made out of 12 threads? Says the Gemara. Hanu damrinan l'shar begadim shloin emer ben sheish. We had mentioned in the Braisa, 9 Aleph and Mabez, we mentioned that the Torah says Sheish 5 times, and we mentioned the Drasha for each one of the times that the Torah says Sheish. One of the Drashas we said is for a time where the Torah doesn't say Sheish. We said, we'll explain soon, it's referring to over here. That over here by the Me'il, even though the Torah doesn't say Sheish, we take that one of those extra times it says Sheish, and we apply Ki'ilu, it says Sheish over here by the Me'il. And that teaches us that the Tcheles was made from six threads, and being that it says Kaleo Tcheles, so then that teaches us that it's 12 threads. Pareichas Esen V'Arbo, how do we know that the Pareichas is made out of 24 threads? So that's very obvious, because it says Sheish, and it says four materials, so six times four, Dal D'Shisha Shisa, you have four materials, each made out of six threads, so Leidina V'Leidayana, we don't need to talk about it too much, it's very self-explanatory. Chayshin V'Eifoid Esen V'Shmeina, we said that the Chayshin and the Eifoid were made out of a total of 28 threads. We know, and how do we know that? Dechseh, because the Pasuk says, V'asisa choyshev mishpat, masa choyshev kamaisa ifay, tasanu zov, tcheles v'argamah v'tolashani v'shesh mashalar. So besides zov, it has four different materials. So arba d'shisha shisa, asar v'arba. So you take those four materials, besides zov, and each, it says sheish, so each one is made out of six threads, so six times four is 24. And then the zov, the added zov, that's an additional arba, that's an additional four threads. Ha'asim v'tamaniyah, that's how you get to a total of 28 threads. Well, fact, the Gemara, who said that the zov is only four threads? Why don't we assume it's six like all the other ones? Ve'im zov nami shisha, maybe it's also six, and then that's gonna be a total of 30 threads. So says the Gemara, Amar v'acha, bar Yaakov, Amar k'ra, no, because the Pasuk says regarding the strings, the threads of the zov, it says v'kitzeit spesilim, it says you should cut the threads. You should cut the threads. Now, psil, psilim. It doesn't say psil. It says lashon rabim. It says psilim. It doesn't say how many. So anytime the Torah says lash something, but lashon rabim, it doesn't specify how many. We assume it's two. So now if you cut two threads, you're left with four threads. Sahare kan arba. That's how we know that there's a total of four golden threads. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says a different pshat, that how do we know it's four golden threads and not six? Because Amar Krab, because the Torah says, La says b'seicha tchilat b'seicha argamon, and the Pasuk continues also in b'seicha tzalashanu b'seicha sheish. It says you should put golden threads into each one of the four materials. So now, how are we going to do that? Because heichi navid, navid arba detrei trei, if we make them all the same amount of golden threads, each one gets two golden threads, havelu tmanya, that's going to be eight golden threads. And even no one's asking that there should be eight, we're asking that there should be six, because it says sheish. Well, that's going to be too many if we put two into each one. Navitre de tre, tray, the chadit, chad, if we make two of the materials with two golden threads, and the other two materials with one golden thread, which will total, with taka will total six golden threads, but vasisa, ksev, it says vasisa, shukala suya yisav shavais, that they all have to be made the same. So you can't have it that two of the materials have two golden threads, and the other two materials only have one golden thread. They have to be the same. So it must be that they're all the same in the sense that they all have one golden thread, and there's a total of four golden threads. So Ad Khan explaining the Braisa, says the Gemara writer now, Amarach v'amarav Yehuda, ha-mekarea b'gdekuna, like if a person tears b'gdekuna, he gets Malkus, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, la-yikarea, it says don't tear it, so you get, it's a laugh, maskel v'arvach v'ariyakov, v'dilma hochikam rachmanu, maybe the Torah is saying like this, it's a Pasuk by the Me'io, so maybe the Torah is saying, the navile safa, to make the Me'io with a hem, ke'echid l'inikarea, in order so that it doesn't tear, that's what the Torah is saying. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be, because miksiv she-la-yikarea. It doesn't say it with a shin. It says lo yikareya. So it must be the Torah is teaching us that there's an iser to tear it, and then we learn out from there to the other big dekuna, that there's an iser to tear it. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Hamaziah Chayshim El Eifoid, one who loosens the Chayshim from the Eifoid, Vameser about the Aroin, or he removes the poles of the Aron Kodesh, who is like Eis Chayim Alkosh and Emer, as the Pasuk says, Le'izach, Le'yasuru, the Torah says not to loosen and not to remove, Maskofar of Achabar Yaakov, Vidilmuki Kamarachmona, Chadkinu, Vavdinu Shapir, Kedesh Le'izach, Le'yasuru. Maybe the similar question as before, maybe the Torah is saying to make it very tight so that it doesn't get loosened, so that the poles don't get removed. And again, says the Gemara, same Torah says before, because there's no shin. Miksev shed lo yizach ve shed lo yasuru. Does it say with the shin? It doesn't. It says lo yizach, lo yasuru. So we learn out from there that the Torah is giving us a tzivoy not to loosen it and not to remove the poles. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina Rami, he asked the stira with regarding the badim of the Aron Kodesh. Ksiv, the pasuk says with habas aron yu abadim. It says that the poles have to remain in the Aron Kodesh. Liasur mimenu, don't ever remove it. Mashma never gets removed. Uksiv, the pasuk says v'huves badim b'tabois, which is mashma that they do get removed. So okay, it said. So how do we justify? How do we deal with these two seemingly contradictory psukim? So we say misparkin veinish matan. They're a little bit loose, meaning they were thicker on the ends, but a little bit thinner in the middle, so they can move around a little bit, they have some wiggle room, v'einish button, but they can't be removed. Tanya Amihachi, we learned in the Brice like this as well. B'tavas ha'aron yu abadim. It says that the badim have to stay inside Aron Kodesh. So yachol yuzazim im kaiman. I may think that they can never move. Tamun leimer v'huv as badim b'tabois, which is mashma that they do move. In fact, the Gemara imi v'huv as badim yachol yu nechnasim v'yitzin. I may think based on that pasuk that you could just freely take them out and put them back in at will. Tamun leimer b'tavas ha'aron yu abadim. No. You can never remove them. It's the Asuru Mimenu. So Hakitz, that's so how do we deal with these Kupzukim? Misparkim Veinishmatin. So the Brisa says, just like we said before, that they are a little bit loose, but you're not allowed to completely remove them. What is the meaning of that which the Pasuk says? Atzishitim Oimdim. It refers to the Krashim, to the beams in the Mishkan, as being Oimdim. So says the Gemara, a couple Malachim. One, Shaimdim Derech Kedilasan. One Pshad is Shaimdim means that they are stood up, the beams are stood up the way that they grow from the ground, the part that grows from the ground being on the bottom and the top on the top. Davar Acher, another Pshad is Oimdim Shemamidin Mesipuyon, that it held up its covering, meaning it wasn't a very thick coating, it was coated with gold, but it was very thin, so the wood itself held up the coating. Davar Acher, Aimdim Shemetimer Avat Sivranu Vato Sikuyon. Maybe you'll say that once the Churban happened, so obviously where Hashem, so to speak, gave up on us, and we're never gonna Chas V'Shalom get it back. Tamalaymer Aimdim Shaimdin Laylam Laylamim. No, it's gonna be there by the Bayashlishi B'Meir Yameinu.